Good morning. It is 9:30 a.m. on October 2nd, 2023. We'll call to order the meeting of the Story and Hamilton County Boards of Supervisors acting as trustees for Drainage District Hamilton Story 1. Hamilton 105 Story 1. I apologize. Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve today's agenda?
So moved.
Second, Hamilton.
Moved and seconded. Story County?
Aye.
Aye.
Hamilton County?
Aye.
Aye. All ayes.
Thank you. Agenda is approved. Moving to engineers' review of actions taken to restore surface drainage into open ditch on land farmed by Ted Franson in Joint Drainage District, Hamilton 105, Story 1. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning, all. Am I coming through appropriately?
Yes.
Yes,
I'm clear.
Great. As part of the discussion last we met, there was a request for the restoration of a surface channel, in essence, a cut through the leveled berm that had resulted from the excavation work. That work ultimately has been performed. I was coordinating with the landowner and the contractor, as well as our inspection crew, to complete that work. It was my understanding that the contractor was going to work in conjunction with the landowner's contractor that was removing some spoil that Mr. Franzen wanted removed from his property. That communication ultimately went silent. So in an effort to complete this work, I dispatched the contractor to complete the restoration of the surface channel. When they arrived on the scene, the bulk of the work had already been completed, so they were never given the opportunity to complete said work. They did the finish grading, about the last 10% of the work, to gain positive flow on that surface channel, and they removed the spoils, essentially the dirt that was required to do that, and loaded up and left. So that work that the meeting was continued to accommodate the completion of has been finished.
Was the contractor going to do that work within the original bid?
They were. That's why, as part of having it redone or finished, not redone, rather finished to begin with, that was going to be at the contractor's expense, or to have the work done. Ted had requested $2,500 be withheld from the contractor. I have a difficult time holding that amount in this event, as the contractor had gone to the site with the anticipation of doing that work under their own at their own expense, only to arrive and find that the work had 90% of the work had already been done.
You said go ahead.
Without having had the opportunity to complete it themselves.
And you were trying to communicate with Mr. Franzen throughout this time.
I had made about 4 or 5 phone calls to Mr. Franzen. He had told me he was going to let me know when his crew was on site so that they could coordinate. be sure of the location. And with his interest in removing spoils, he was going to have his trucks made available for any spoils that could not be wasted on site. The contractor had also offered to me to remove those spoils regardless of Ted's crew's ability to have trucks ready there. It was in all of the communications, it was my understanding that we would be contacted, and as soon as a one call for utility conflicts had cleared, the contractor was going to take care of that work. Communications then went silent as I was waiting to hear when Ted's contractor was going to be on site. That went silent for about a week and a half, when I was expecting a call back within a couple of days, at which point I made the decision to dispatch the contractor so that we weren't waiting and going to be in conflict with this continued hearing. At that point is when the contractor and our inspectors found that that cut had already been accomplished.
And I was looking at your email, Tyler, your contractors then have to smooth things out because it wasn't as formal, is that correct?
The work for that cut had not been completed to what I would have expected the work to be done to. So the contractor, yes, did have to finish to gain positive flow in that surface channel. So there was work that they completed. In addition to that, this would have been at Ted's discretion to have this done. The spoils from the ditch cleaning were removed from that portion of the right-of-way and some that had bled into the field. And it's, in my opinion, he's taken what was a farmable and traversable right-of-way, and he has turned it into something that is now, it's traversable by inspection equipment and ultimately construction equipment. I'm not concerned about that. However, I think he's done himself a disservice by making it unfarmable. That is, again, at his direction and his decision. Just a bit of context for the situation.
I what I'm remembering that he said was, though, that his intention was to seed it to some form of grass.
And the shelf, he may be able to do that too. However, I feel there is a very distinct berm now, elevation difference that separates the right of way from what is ultimately now the edge of field. Whereas before it was much more uniform and leveled.
Is that what you meant when you said he had made it not farmable, that there's a berm there?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And our contractor would not have done that.
No. And ultimately, that's why I made those statements that it need be clear that that work was not done as part of this continuance. It was a very small amount that was done, and the bulk of that work was at Ted's direction and took what had been in contract compliance, in my opinion, out of contract compliance. However, it's Ted's land, and
it's his land. I agree with that, but as trustees, we approve the contracts and we say what the scope of work is. And we do that on behalf of all of the landowners in the district, not just one. So I have problems reimbursing him for work he did, which was outside of the scope of the contract and which he did not coordinate with you.
This is Jerry and Hamilton. Well, the work that was done by the other crews, will that damage or harm the drainage ditch?
The district itself, I am satisfied with the protection that remains. There are surface channels afforded and ways for the water to get into the ditch without running
over the ditch,
just over the sheer edge of the ditch.
Well, I guess I just want to make sure that whatever work was done to that drainage ditch is within our.
And that's, yes, that is the reasonable concern to have. I think it is my opinion the only disservice that has been done is to Ted by Ted.
So the berm will not keep us from going in and having access to maintain the ditch, correct?
Correct. We were still with that berm there. We were still able to access that site and complete the work that for this continuance. That is not my concern. My concern is, again, not for the safety or overall health of the district. It is in an attempt to protect the district in what the contract language was and to protect the contractor on what their rights, roles, and responsibilities were, as well as what their responsibilities were for the continuance, the completion of work for the continuance of this hearing. That is why the amount of context that was given was given. But I would agree that the reimbursement for that work or any damage amount held from the contractor as a result of completing work for the continuance, I would not support.
Thanks, Tyler. And then as far as the estimate for reseeding or seeding, it sounds like Joe Quaker thinks they would be able to do that work for quite a bit less than what Mr. Franzen was estimating the cost would be based on prior experience.
There has not been any seeding done so far, or it just didn't take. Wouldn't have much of a chance.
I don't think there's been. Tyler, has there been any seeding done there?
I don't see. There's some chairs I can't quite see, but I don't think Ted is in attendance. That would maybe be a better question for him. As far as part of the project, the district and the contractor do not handle the reseeding of the anything outside the top of banks. My anticipated answer would be no, seeding has not occurred.
Okay, so we could seed still this fall and we could build back the district.
At the last meeting, Ted said he was not aware that the top of bank was his responsibility. So I believe Tyler's right. He did not seed anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But are we talking about just top of bank?
Or right. were we talking about the right of way outside the bank from the top of the bank to the edge of the berm, which I believe is 0.66 acres.
Okay.
What about the dish itself?
That would have been seated. That's, and Mr. Franson said that did not take. I've talked to Joe, I've talked to Tyler, that sometimes those plants that were seeded because they're prairie plants can show up in the spring. They take a long time to establish.
Well, you see the weeds first, you see the
prairie. So they may appear next spring, or they may not.
They would.
Okay, because I've exchanged several emails with Joe, and it doesn't sound like he was familiar with it. He said he was going to have to go out and take a look at it to even make sure they could do it. And then he got back to me this morning and Friday saying, yeah, it looks like they would be able to do it. So I don't think it's been done at all. If it would have been.
I talked to Joe last week as well, and he told me the same thing he told you.
Okay.
Well, was it in the contract that the ditch was going to be seeded by the contractor, or was there just not a plan?
No.
No,
nothing outside the ditch banks would have been seeded by the contractor. That's in the contract.
Mm-hmm. But the ditch itself would have been.
The landowners have to seed outside the banks. Mm-hmm. And Ted said he was unaware of that.
Just wanted to let you know that at Hamilton County, we never pay for outside the ditch bank. That's been an established practice that we've had in our county for all of our drainage mm-hmm. districts. We do the ditch bank, the ditch itself, but we do not do outside the ditch bank.
And that's what was done on this project as well. And I recognize that that program extends into the damage payments as well for reestablishment. There's certainly room for discussion between those two practices. However, just for clarification's sake, the ditch side slopes themselves as part of this project were seated outside the top of banks. The berms were not, as part of the contract.
And are we looking at 0.66 acres? I just want to make sure we're looking at the right.
That was the measured amount for the buffer area that as we had it measured.
So where do we go from here?
Well, I think what I'm hearing is the recommendation is that we do not, outside of the ditch bank seed, so not to do that, that's Mr. Franzen's responsibility. And secondly, that he did the work not in cooperation or conjunction with our drainage district engineer. There was a plan that Tyler was trying to make, and Ted went ahead and did the work and didn't do it the way that would have been done in the contract. And the contractor showed up to do the work. Nobody knew that it was already done. So it seems to me that all we really probably should do is release the $2,500 to the contractor. Because he did some work and he showed up, he mobilized to do work, and that's a significant cost.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, I agree. Let's move forward accordingly.
We need a motion on that to pay for that $2,500, or is that
included? Well, and that's that. As a clarification, the $2,500 would have been held from the retainage.
Yes.
Seeing as there does not seem to be a consensus to do that, there wouldn't need to be any change in motion. Okay. I believe the when we get to that point, I believe the motion is to authorize the payment of the retainage in full 30 days after the completion or the acceptance of the work.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
I think
second, Rick.
Saying it there doesn't Rick, need to be a
motion. Rick second that. Oh,
okay. Yeah, that was my understanding is that's already part of the contract.
Yeah.
Oh, did you say, I'm sorry, Tyler, did you say we didn't need that motion?
No, there would be You don't need any changes to that motion. That's an appropriate motion for the payments. Right.
So we're not ready for that motion.
That's to accept the final completion of the report. That's the last item.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Then I'll withdraw my motion for now.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. So moving to item three, additional landowner claims for damages.
I think we've covered part of that with the conversation about Ted. I think we probably need a motion as to whether or not to pay his damages for his contractor, which Tyler is recommending we not pay, and to pay the damages he claimed, his crop damages, which I believe Tyler is recommending that those were legitimate, justifiable damages.
And are the crop damages the $2,364 plus the $1,285, then a total of $3,649? This spreadsheet.
That is as I understand it, and that is in lieu of the recommendations that the completion report made, not in addition to.
So there were engineers' estimates of damages. We would not pay those to Mr. Franson. We would pay Mr. Franson's claim instead of what the engineer recommended, is what Tyler is saying.
Okay. So the $3,649.
Yes.
Are we ready for a motion?
Yeah. Oh, wait. It's okay. I was reading it, so it's fine. Okay.
Hamilton, I'll make that motion to pay for the crop damages.
And I'll second it.
Okay, moved and seconded. Hamilton.
Aye.
Aye.
Story County.
Aye.
Aye.
We don't have public comment, but we have one more.
Correct.
Landowner.
I think that would fall under item three.
Okay.
Also, do we want to make a motion to deny Ted Franson's claim for the earthwork that he did?
I will move to deny the claim for the earthwork.
I'll second.
Dan seconds.
Moved and seconded. Story County.
Aye.
Aye. Hamilton County.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Mr. Carlson, would you like to come up to the table?
Sure.
You'll have 5 minutes, okay?
Yeah, I'll keep it really brief because I know that we don't want to drag this on, but
maybe introduce yourself.
I'm Mr. Austin Carlson. I've got property along the ditch. I know you guys kind of brought up my claims in the last meeting, but from what I saw, there was really no final decision or motion made on anything. And just kind of wanted an explanation on what you finally decide and then obviously make a final decision. Because from the way everything reads, damages outside the right-of-way should be paid. Tyler said himself that in Story County, inside the right-of-way is considered. There's no doubt that the removal of 100-plus trees on my property, and yes, it was 100 or more. I counted them myself. I know that was kind of laughed off at one point. But there's no doubt that my property value has gone down long-term. It's one of the reasons I bought that property was because of the tree line. And that's something that I can't even fix. And so the little bit that I asked for is just a very little bit to help planting a couple more trees to at least have some trees on my property again. Appreciate what was done to leave the couple that were there. I think it would be good. The money's in the budget. It's written right in all of the verbiage that there's money there to be paid for landowner damages. And so I'd just like to hear, I guess, the discussion on that and the reasoning behind why you're either approving that or not approving that. And then another question that I had was the listing right now lists that I'm to be paid damages of $51, I believe it is. And I was just wondering what that was for.
Tyler, can you address the $51 reimbursement?
Yes, I can. That would have been, and it's considering it as buffer. I understand it's probably more lawn disturbance and damage, which is why we invite the objections and any sort of receipts for the renovations and the damages caused and the fixing of such. It would have been ultimately for the grass disturbance in that area. But I concede it was based off of a buffer amount, not lawn.
Yeah, so I think, that number would have to be way higher for reseeding a lawn, as was suggested by Mr. Hermanson, just to do his buffer strip, was, I think he said $250 an acre. The lawn would be at least that much to repair. So I was just confused as to how they got that number. And of course, all those repairs were done a long time ago. So, and I know there was no receipts submitted by anyone else, just numbers. So I don't have those receipts in front of me either. Okay. So I guess I still kind of have two questions. I guess the one is with the trees, like what's the final decision and why? And then just to solidify that number, I guess, on the buffer repayment.
Well, as far as the trees go, I know that every effort was taken to save or preserve as many trees as possible. And so in addition to the fact that we don't pay for anything outside the right of way, I just don't see that we're able to reimburse you for any of those trees.
That's an accurate description.
I agree, Rick from Hamilton County.
Yeah, I guess the thing that we were looking at is anything in the right of way of trees have to be removed. If you go back in and replant them, then we're going to have to pay to have them taken out again when they have to do another repair on the drainage ditch. It may not be 50 years down the road, but still has to be looked at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ditch has been cleaned before with those trees there. There was a lot of false claims made, actually, about how you can't clean it from one side and how the trees impede the water flow. All those things have been proven to be false. I'm not sure how that's the reason, but obviously you guys have to decide what you want to do. But I know that most of the ditch was actually cleaned from one side, and that was one of Bolton and Mink's main reasons was we cannot clean it from one side. They cleaned almost the entire ditch from one side, not just my property. So that was really disappointing, and especially because I had brought that up early on that I work in construction. I know that they have a backhoe. The smallest backhoe they have probably is big enough to do that. And that was the case. And there's no way any of those trees would ever be in the water flow. We would have much bigger problems on the earth if that was ever the case. So I just don't think those are great reasons to have removed the trees, but that's already done now. So I would just caution you to be careful in the future. Like, when, you know, the engineer can obviously state something, but if there's a legitimate concern, you know, to look into that, you know, the contractor told me right away, oh yeah, we're doing all the work from one side. And that was really frustrating to me. So.
Well, thank you for being here. I know it was difficult to see the trees go. For sure. I think we all recognize that, how important those trees are. Any trees are. Do we need a motion then?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Carlson.
Okay, so there's no final decision, or I would think you'd have to decide.
Oh, if we could make a motion if that's what you'd prefer to have us do. I mean, at the last meeting, it was expressed that the trustees had no interest in making a motion on that, which essentially kills it.
Okay.
But we could certainly make a motion for the record if that's
preferable. Oh, it's fine with me.
That's up to the trustees if they'd like to do that.
And then I guess just about the buffer strip, is there any change to that then?
So without receipts or invoices or anything, I don't know how we've
at a previous district meeting, a closure meeting, we had somebody submit in writing during the meeting, before the end of the meeting.
Sure.
A claim.
Yeah. And they did not have receipts, but they just wrote down, that was for a prairie restoration. And they just wrote down, this is approximately what it will cost it to seed it in prairie, to seed it, to mow it, to burn it over a period of about 3 years. So if you have some idea of something you could write down on a sheet of paper.
Okay.
That was
while we're finishing.
Email, correct?
That was an email submitted.
Right.
That was in grant five. That was
Hamilton.
The one of the farmers that was attending virtually.
Mm-hmm. But it's something his name escapes down.
Me.
It's something more to be written down. It would need to be done.
It needs to be in writing before the end of the meeting.
Before the end of this meeting.
Okay. It would have been before the previous meeting, but we continued it to today.
And I can't just use like the previous example as my submittal, you know? Like if I just say what Mr. Hermanson used for his, I think it was Nick, he used 250 an acre. I think it's actually more than that for lawn, but for sake of.
And Nick's submittal includes some of the work that has to be done for prairie, that if you're planting bluegrass or whatever it is for your lawn that you're going to mow, is probably, I'm assuming, a little less extensive. You don't need to mow it to establish it necessarily.
Okay.
Grass seed doesn't cost nearly what prairie seed costs.
No.
And but if you'd be mowing it anyway.
Recollection of what you spent, you know, despite not having the receipts, is something you can write down on a sheet of blank paper.
Okay.
And remember what you spent on seed.
That's reasonable.
I mean, if you want to do that, you're going to have to do now, because it's going to be at the end of our meeting shortly.
Sure. No, it won't be.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving now to item four, consider approval of payment of damages.
Yeah. And so these would be the damages that we have not discussed, the ones accepting Franson, accepting Hermanson, all the other damages that were recommended by the engineer's report, just for clarification. Mm-hmm.
Does the motion need to address what we've already moved not to include, or this is just separate? Like the motion would be to approve payments of damages previously.
Yeah, as recommended in the engineer's statement of damages.
Okay. So it would be Franzen's crop damage of 3641 or 49, plus Hermanson's 249.
Right. Okay. Those have been addressed already. This is everybody else along the ditch.
Okay.
This is Jerry. I'll make the motion to pay the crop damages for the rest of the ditch that we have received.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Hamilton County.
Aye.
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 Story County.
Aye.
Aye. Now we need to consider approval of completion of the project.
I still move.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Story.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Hamilton.
Aye.
Completion of project is approved. Anything further? Is there, Scott, did we catch everything?
That should be it.
Okay. I move we adjourn.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Story County.
Aye.
Aye. Hamilton County.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We're adjourned.
Bye, everyone. Have a good day.
Thank you.